Prague is currently hosting thousands of athletes, mostly gymnasts, who belong to the Sokol Association, and they've descended on the Czech capital from various corners of the world. Sokol, which means falcon in Czech, was first established in 1862 as part of the Czech National Revival. Today, it has branches throughout the world, in many European countries, as well as in Australia, Canada, and the United States. After a glorious opening ceremony at Prague's Saska Arena on Saturday evening, members of the Sokol movement gathered on Prague's Václavské náměstí, or Wenceslas Square, on Sunday morning, in preparation for their traditional march through the old town. I mingled amongst the crowd as they got themselves organized, and took the opportunity to talk to a number of people about the Sokol associations abroad.
All right, you're here in Prague attending the 14th Sokol Slet. Why did you travel all the way from Australia?
Family tradition. My grandfather was involved years before, and my mum. And when we emigrated to Australia, we joined the Czech Sokol in Australia, and we just continued. We used to go to the slets in Zurich and Paris and Vienna. And when the Iron Curtain came down, we started coming here.
So have you been involved in Sokol since you were a child?
Yes, very much so. I used to go to Letná na Studánce. That's where I went to Sokol to do my little exercises as a little kid. Yeah.
And do you know how many members you have in Australia?
I wouldn't know. Do you know, Jano? Mom will know. I'll ask her.
Kolik máme členů v Austrálii v Sokole?
Very difficult question.
How many members do you have in Sokol, Australia?
How many members? Well, my number is 75.
Maybe 200-300?
Yeah, could be.
And how many branches of Sokol?
Three. Sydney, Melbourne, and we're part of Sydney, Canberra.
And your attendance here today, how many of you have come
up? Well, three of us are doing the programs, and they're supposed to be about 17 to 19 marching through Prague.
I'm Helen Schiftsu. Marianne Hintnaus.
If you could start by telling me where you're from.
I'm from the suburb of Chicago, and I belong to Sokol Spirit in Brookfield, Illinois. I've been a member of Sokol since 1940, so I'm an old-time member. And I'm not drilling this year, but I'm parading. I'm enjoying everything.
And are you born in the United States or in Czechoslovakia?
I'm born in the United States, but I speak Czech.
And yourself?
I am from Los Angeles, and I am in Los Angeles member 50 years already. But I was born in Czechoslovakia, but I came to United States from Brazil. And that's about all.
And have you attended the Sokol Slets regularly?
Yes, yeah, I do.
I am too.
It's my third one after the communists went.
So you were in Prague in 2000?
Yes.
And how many of you are here today?
Okay, for my Los Angeles, we only four.
There's a group of us. I don't know how many. Each Sokol has different members coming, and so they would have to. Our own Sokol, I think, has about 20-some members. And our young team performed last at the Gala Praha. There were 10 members, and they did a beautiful job. We're very proud of them.
And what has made you keep this tradition alive for so long? I mean, both of you have been Sokol members for over half a century.
Well, we're both proud of our heritage, and that is a part of our heritage.
Cannot be nothing better than little ones can gym and perform until 90. You know, you don't find anything like that.
It's very true. And what sort of role does keeping Czech culture alive play in American Sokol? Is it still a Czech and Slovak organization, or has it become integrated as an American institution?
It has become integrated. We've had, because of the laws you have, you can keep this Czech language in the classes. So our area has turned Latino a little bit, so we have had to accept the Latino children into it. But we still have a lot of the Czech background people in the Sokol.
My children grew up in Sokol, Los Angeles, and they both Olympian. My son, Tom Hintnaus, was pole vaulter in 80 and 84. And my daughter was in 72 gymnast.
Wow. Well, that's certainly...
That was Sokol.
Certainly says something for the tradition of Sokol.
Yeah.
My name is John Bezada, and I'm from Sokol Spirit in a suburb of the Chicago, Illinois.
Is Bezada a Czech name?
Bajata, a pheasant.
All right. And how long have you been a member of American Sokol?
I grew up in the program from a little boy on, and I've been a member for 32 years.
Why have you maintained such a tradition for so long?
Well, you know, it's a very important program, the physical fitness for the kids, especially now in America with the TV and computers and the video games. The children just don't have an opportunity to get that physical exercise. And so it's very important to maintain the gym and keep the program open for all the kids.
During last night's ceremony, I realized that the original concept of the Sokol movement has adapted to modern times. So if you could explain to me or tell me what some of the most popular sporting programs are in your Sokol organization and how you attract the American youth today.
Well, we do have programs throughout the course of the year. Early in the year, in September, October, we run track and field events. Then the girls have their rhythmic gymnastics and the boys work on basketball. Then we have volleyball, and then usually in the winter months we learn our calisthenics or the prasna, and then at the end of the year we have our regular artistic gymnastics. So different segments throughout the course of the year.
How does it work for the members? Does everybody participate in every sport, or what is the organizational structure like?
Our children we encourage to participate year-round in all of the sports, whether they can't do anything or whether they're very good. We want to get them to participate. The older members, the adults, they'll pick out the things that they like to do, and that's what they'll do. But everybody has to do calisthenics.
And what about yourself? What's your favorite aspect of the Sokol movement?
Well, after class, we go down to the club room, and we have social, where we have food and drink and till the wee hours of the morning. That's the bonding part, and that's a lot of fun, and that's important.
What kind of role would you say that Czech and Slovak heritage still plays in American Falcon?
Well, it's still very important to recognize the roots. I mean, the Sokol system was around way before we had physical education in our schools. So they have a long tradition in that type of discipline and development of character, and so that's a good thing for everybody.
How do you go about attracting new members? Is it through advertising or word of mouth? How does the word spread?
Well, we try to get in the public eye. If we can perform somewhere, we march in our 4th of July parade, things like that, so that the people in the local community can see that we're actually doing something in the gymnasium.
So you're from Sokol, Australia. Yes. Which section?
Sokol, Melbourne, which started 1975. We started it after we came there, and it's still alive. Even so, we don't exercise much, but we have a lot of activities for children, camps, and we try to revive it.
How many members do you have?
150 members now, and active maybe more than half, yes, sometimes 100. Yes.
What's made you travel all this way from Australia to Prague?
I am a Sokol member for 60 years. I also exercised in 1948 in the last Sokol in Prague, and it's in my heart and will be all my life. I was brought by Sokol.
And your family, what about them? Do they have a connection?
Yes, local ones, and also my children were in Sokol when they were young, and my sister-in-law is a leader in Vyškov, so that's why I know this exercise and I will be there.
I see. And what about Australian Sokol? Does it maintain a sense of Czech or Slovak heritage?
It does. Even so, it lives rather in older members. And it's our big task now to revive it with a new exercise for young ones and children to bring it back to some stand of glory again.
Right. And how long have you been a member of Sokol?
I am a member since I was 4 years old. I was born in Yugoslavia, today Croatian part. Then in 1946, we emigrated to Czech Republic, and I was a member of Sokol Vyšehrad, Župa Pražská, Šajnerova. Then from Prague, I take transfer to Chicago, where I re-emigrate under permanent visa. And I start school in Chicago. I thought I'm going to stay 3 years, but I am in Chicago already 50 7 years.
Well, your life story certainly tells part of the story of 20th century Europe, but you've carried with you the tradition of Sokol. How?
Very much so. Every place I go, I always try to find where is the Sokol, because Sokol, to me, is outstanding elite organization.
Does it remind you or keep with you a piece of home?
To a certain extent, yes. Piece of home and friendship.
Alice, Robert, Erica, and John Tomei, we're from Mississauga.
Can I ask you why you've come all this way to participate in Prague's Sokol Slet?
Well, my daughter is actually in Sokol, Canada. She is participating in learning gymnastics, and she's doing very well. They've got wonderful coaches there. As a matter of fact, my husband was even inspired to become a coach. So we're really participating in the whole Sokol event.
And are you Czech by heritage?
My parents are Czech, so this is my first trip to Prague because I was born in Canada. So we're here for Sokol, cultural, gymnastics events, and for the beer and the schnitzel, or Žižek.
Honest answers are great. And what about your little one? Does she speak English?
Yes, she speaks English, but she's also part of the Sokol tradition is a little bit of education in the Czech culture, and she's learning Czech songs and things like that. So.
Let me ask your name first.
My name's Erica.
And how long have you been a member of Sokol Toronto?
About 2 weeks.
Wow. And how fun is it? Do you like it?
Yeah.
What do you learn there?
I learn how to do tummy drops and seat drops and all other stuff.
And have you made some friends in the gymnastics class?
Yeah.
And do you think you'll continue with it?
Yeah.
Excellent.
Absolutely. We love going, too. It's a family outing.
Excellent. Well, have fun today at the march and have a nice visit in Prague. I'm speaking to Joe Chenmak from Sokol Toronto here. This is a Sokol Slet that you've attended regularly. What brings you to Prague again?
Well, I suppose Sokolski Slet. It's very, very simple. And also the Congress of Czech and Czechoslovak Society of Arts and Sciences, SVU.
Did you give a paper at SVU?
Yes, I actually prepared 2 papers. One was A Walk Through Centuries with Hannah and Femik Bernard.
All right, well, let's return to Sokol Toronto for a few minutes. How long have you been a member?
Well, I think since I came to Toronto, which is about 1949.
Why did you join?
Well, you know, I was a member of Sokol in Czech Republic, and I thought it was one of the most magnificent organizations we ever produced. I think it played an incredibly important role in development of the Czech nation in the 19th century. Most of the legionaries were members of Sokol in Siberia, in Russia, you know, and so on. So I think it was incredibly sad that first, the Nazi practically destroyed the organization because they actually murdered, in fact, all the whole leadership. And then when the communists came, they sort of finished it off. So obviously, it's not the same as it was even in 1948. In 1948, Sokol had over 1 million members. And I remember we had a sled that was the last really huge, great sled. And as that was already Gottwald and the Communist Party was already in power. And we were marching this around the stand, already filled with Gottwald and these idiots. And as we marched by, all of us turned our head to the left side, away from the stand, from the tribune. So that, and without any order at all, we just instinctively did that. And that was, I think, one of the finest memories I have, apart from the march to the castle just before Benesch signed the resignations.
Well, what you describe is a certainly anti-communist move, an instinctive one by the Sokol members. What kind of role did that impression or that motivation play once you were in exile?
Well, I think it was one of the streams in my consciousness. Sokol, that to me meant to be a Czech, almost, just like being a musician, on a different level. I think these seem to be marching already. So my group is marching, so I have to join them.
Okay, have fun today, Mr. Chenmak.
Thank you. Enjoy yourself.
I will, thanks.
Okay, six.
We need the flag.
Stick the cross.
Not the word.
No, they're marching.
Wrong American.
I don't know where they are.
I'm coming, Marianne.
Not to get excited.
Once everyone was lined up, flags, Australian, American, Canadian, Austrian, Swiss, and others proudly flying, I marched with the Sokol troops as we walked through Prague's old town, and they shared their feelings on this important day.
I am legionnaire. I was fighting for the country. And I am very proud that I am back. I am living 56 years in Canada. I am proud Czech and proud Canadian.
How long have you been a member of Sokol Canada?
No, I am not a member, I am just a friend of Sokol. I support them.
What does it mean to you to be walking down Narodny Street right now?
Well, it's a great feeling, the people around and greeting us from all the countries. It's really a great feeling.
There are people in the crowd crying.
Yes, something comes to me as well.
How long have you been a member of Sokol Canada?
Well, for actually in the pre-war time, in 1938.
And when did you come to Canada?
1968, after the invasion of the Soviet armies. Since then, we are in Toronto, right, of Canada.
And are you closely involved with Sokol and the
yes,
Czech community?
Yes, of course. We are, and actually on the first, in 2000, we've been here. And now again, we'll be exercising on Strahov.
Excellent. And right. So on Wednesday, you'll have your performance?
Yes, Wednesday evening. And also on Thursday at 2 p.m.
Do you visit the Czech Republic often, or have you since 1989?
Almost annually. We have to catch up on the 20 years we are not allowed.
Of course. And did you, during the time you were in exile in Canada after 1968, did membership in Sokol represent something political to you, or was it just a cultural association?
Well, it was both culture, fitness, and getting together with others. That's most important, because the first few years you are a bit in isolation of the other society.
So, and what about the political aspects?
Well, I'll tell you something. The Czech and Slovak Association in Canada is now proposing to be involved in a kind of initiative to create a museum of communist shame here in Prague that will open a little bit the eyes of the present generation, but mainly for the young generation, what happened during this communist 40 years.
And would you support such a project?
Well, I'm one of the authors.
And what's your name?
My name is Vladimir Rydlo, R-Y-D-L-O.
The highly emotional Sokol parade through Prague ended in the old town square, where I eventually caught up with Jan Waldauf, the longtime president of Canadian Sokol. Jan Waldauf told me a little more about his history with Sokol Canada and what the organization looks like today.
Well, I was involved ever since I came to Canada, which was in 1949. I had to spend the first year on a farm, but after that, from 1950 on, I was with Sokol Toronto. I was in a position, I guess it's called, like director of men, which means being in charge of the men's gymnastics. And I was involved with the Association of Canadian Sokol Units, or individual organizations of Sokol in the various cities in Canada.
Now, how political was Sokol Canada after 1948?
Well, it had to be political, because Sokol in Czechoslovakia was dissolved and banned by the communists. So one of our functions was not only doing gymnastics, but also try to get some effort going to get Sokol revived again in Czechoslovakia. So we exerted some influence where we could, whether it was political or otherwise.
In terms of membership, how easy was it, if you were to compare, let's say, the 1960s to today's era, is there any difference in terms of the ease of recruitment?
I think there's quite a difference, as a matter of fact, because up to the 1960s we had always an influx of refugees from Czechoslovakia into Canada, and a number of them always, of course, because they either knew Sokol or heard of Sokol or their parents were in Sokol, so they joined our group.
We saw at last night's opening ceremonies that the kind of breadth of Sokol sports has expanded a lot since its inception in the 19th century here in the Czech lands. What kinds of sports activities does Canadian Sokol incorporate? Is it as wide a selection as those that we saw last night? For example, those of Asian sports like karate and aikido and volleyball, basketball, etc.?
Oh, not at all, because we are quite limited. First of all, we don't have our own building. We don't have our own gymnasium. We have to rent the school facilities. We only have two evenings in a week that we have. We spend Mondays mainly on volleyball, and Wednesdays on aerobics and other gymnastic, almost, I would say, almost classic gymnastics.
And in terms of the identity of Canadian Sokol, how would you describe it?
I would say essentially it is still mainly a Czechoslovak organization, although, of course, some of our members are already second or maybe even third generation Canadians, and, of course, they consider themselves Canadians, not Czechs and Slovaks. They are still involved in what I would say, a sentimental attachment to the original idea, but it's becoming a Canadian organization. The same as Sokol in the United States is really a truly American organization. We too have already members that are not of Czech or Slovak background, and this will have to be, because otherwise Sokol cannot continue to function.
Well, good luck here at the SLET. Have a great time, and thanks for your time today.
Well, thank you very much.